Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Saturday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Don't forget, of course, I'm back today at 10 a.m. on Virgin all the way to 1 p.m. So come check me out there. And then, of course, Sunday's the same. I'm back on TalkSport at 4 p.m. on Monday alongside Darren Bent. Anyway, the FA Cup is back this weekend and TalkSport, of course, have it covered.
The best domestic cup competition in the world, bar none.
Palmer for the hat-trick, lifts it over him and in. Opportunist, but exquisite.
And Chelsea are heading back to Wembley.
Manchester City become the first team in FA Cup history to compete in semi-finals for six seasons in a row.
Ball inside the area for Sims, for Wright. Oh, they've won it! They've won it! Coventry have won it in the 10th minute of stoppage time. The counter-attack is on. We're in stoppage time. Garnacho, Ahmad. Ahmad on the edge of the penalty area. Ahmad!
He scored!
4-3 United.
The FA Cup is casting its magical spell.
TalkSport, of course, bring you live commentary of the FA Cup semi-finals as Championship side Coventry take on the mighty Manchester United tomorrow. But today we bring you commentary of Cole Palmer's Chelsea taking on the holders Manchester City. Let's hear from Mauricio Pochettino and Pep Guardiola ahead of the game and also hear their thoughts on Cole Palmer.
I think I have too many good memories from Wembley. We played too many games. Hope that one day can leave a trophy there. That is my dream. That is what we want, like our coaching and staff. And of course, for the club, it could be amazing.
Cole Palmer has taken the penalty to become the Premier League's joint top scorer alongside Erling Haaland.
In his private life, the demands are so higher now because he's top scorer, because he maybe need to pay attention in different things that before he didn't pay attention. That is going to, to have an influence in how he's going to prepare himself, how he's going to rest, how he's going to sleep, how he's going to, you know, to spend the energy that sometime or before didn't spend. That is why, that is why we need to be careful. And we have the experience, of course. I don't know if the club have the experience, but as we have the experience, you know, to manage this type of thing, when the young kid become a big star, and then, why is he not performing? Maybe in a few months or a few weeks, or maybe he's tired. Yes, because his life changed.
That is an exceptional player. We knew when he was here, and we know how he's proving, because I have a lot of minutes. I said many times, I didn't give the minutes, and maybe he deserved it. He wanted the minutes that now he has at Chelsea, so I understand completely. So I'm happy for him, because a lovely guy, a shy guy, have an incredible potential. The Whites could not be here, so it's what it is. So he's playing good, he's an incredible threat, he's playing fantastically. So what can I say? The decision has been made for many reasons. He was asking 2 seasons to leave. During 2 seasons, to leave. I say, no, stay. At the end, no, I want to leave. What can we do? So I said in the preseason, stay because Riyad is gone. I said, no, I want to leave. After 2 seasons, what can I say? So go and there. So that playing that level is an exception. Yeah, everybody knows it.
TalkSport Daily.
All this magic of the FA Cup comes off the back of the news that replays from the first round will be scrapped for the coming 24-25 season. Let's hear from Simon Jordan, Ali McCoist and Andy Townsend.
The de facto regulator and governor of the game is the FA, right? Now, they should be the one looking after all aspects of English football, not looking after the Premier League. That's not their job, right? Their job is to make sure that they are governing all football. Now, with this in mind, you look at it and say, the construction of governance. So if we have this poor governance issue, you have to look at football itself and the EFL and say, why have you not got better governance? Because ultimately what they're able to say is because somebody that was on the professional game board was in attendance ultimately and didn't raise the prerequisite objection or didn't do what was required, this has been waved through by others. Mm. So you've got to look at the construct of that. I do feel that the chairman from the lower leagues in the EFL making lots of noise will make little difference. But what it does do is it creates a tension around the regulator. I'm not for the regulator. I understand why others are. And I think that they'll regret it one day.
Yeah.
But the point is the leverage that they want the regulator to have, this gives the regulator and those that want to appoint him and those that want to provide the legislation to underpin what the regulator is going to do, more grist to their elbow.
Let's not make any bones about it. It suits the big boys.
Exactly.
And particularly the big boys that are in Europe. That's who it suits.
Yeah.
And once again, the little teams down the pyramid. Apparently because
there's going to be, potentially the Champions League goes to a bigger format next year, doesn't
it? Yes.
And it's just madness, Ollie. It's totally unfair. And a lot of the smaller clubs weren't consulted about these changes and about the moves to do this, which I think is even more insulting.
Terrible.
Would you stick with how it is right now, in the sense that once you reach a certain stage of the FA Cup at the moment, the replays stop?
I just don't see what right anyone has to all of a sudden change the rules of a competition that's been there since anyone who loves their football across the world grew up watching this tournament.
Yeah.
Just leave it.
TalkSport Daily.
It's not just FA Cup action. Across the TalkSport network this weekend, we're also bringing you a big old clash in the Premier League.
And that is that, and Arsenal are out. What a terrible, terrible week for the Gunners.
How quickly things change in the Premier League. What a great venue this is. Old gold and black banners, flags waving above the supporters' heads.
And scores for Wolves! What an individual effort from Bertius Cunha!
The majority of the lads are in a really good place, and a fair few of them probably in the form of their lives this year.
We have a big, big, big game. We are still playing for the Premier League. The Premier League is there. And we really want it, and we have to show now that we are capable of turning this around.
Ødegaard, who gets it back from Havertz, and Ødegaard slams it in at the near post.
And after losing home to Villa and crashing out of Europe, Arsenal travel to Wolves tonight in desperate need of 3 points. We can hear from Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta, and Gabriel Jesus has also been talking to TalkSport about his teammates ahead of the game.
It's back to Martinelli, it's in, it's 3-0.
I love this guy a lot. You know, since day one, what a player, what a jump from like Ituano to Arsenal. And then he come here and then he just play. So about footballer, everyone knows. But obviously off the pitch, he's what make him special because his hunger. His hunger, he want to learn, he want to improve, and he want to play. And then he's there, you know, all the time asking for the ball. He want to go face the opponent. You know, and then he give us this different type of player, you know. He go and he go again and he go again, you know. So, yeah, I think his hunger, and then he's very honestly guy. So, yeah, that's why I love him.
Well, the contest is clear that if we win, we are top of the league. That's the contest. You need anything else to be motivated. You need anything else to go to that game with your mind clear and the purpose very, very clear, you have a problem. As an experience, it wasn't the best one. Obviously, I had a fit in the league, I had a fit in the Champions League, and I'm fully focused on the tasks that we have ahead of us with 6 games to go. We are a game behind City, and we're going to go for a real goal.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, Aston Villa are the only English team left in Europe after beating Lille on penalties in the Conference League. But keeper Emi Martinez has been suspended for the next game after receiving a yellow card for inciting the crowd. Gaffer Unai Emery spoke about his goalkeeper in the press conference.
I didn't know this rule, but so quick they told me about this rule. And now, of course, it's very important for us. And we are speaking with the UEFA about this yellow card. And it's not exactly 100%, it's not going to be for the next round available to play. At the beginning, I think it's not, but we are in conversation with UEFA about it. The club is in conversation about it. And of course, it was a little bit strange because it's not usual one circumstance like that. When he's been successful individually and collectively with his club here in Aston Villa and his national team, and being successful with Argentina, he's being successful progressively getting better here with Aston Villa. And individually, he's been successful because he's saving and a lot of matches as a goalkeeper. Of course, he's one of the best goalkeepers in the world. The first, the second, the third. For me, the best.
So what about Villa's chances of European silverware this season? Let's hear from former villain Andy Townsend.
Olympiacos, always contesting the Greek Super League, always up there. I think they're third at the minute. Fiorentina, mid-table Serie A.
Yeah.
Not absolutely pulling up any trees. So, and Club Brugge, I think, again, you would always think towards the top of the Belgian league. But Villa right now, the way they're playing, I think they're absolutely all set to win this.
I would say that the Villa boys should 100% believe that they can win this competition.
I want them to expect to win.
How can they expect to win it? You've just told me they haven't won it since 1996.
No, but
so how can they expect to win it?
They're the best team in there, I think, now by a distance.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, boxing supremo Eddie Hearn joined me on Drive yesterday and gave his views on the bronze bomber Deontay Wilder.
I just said to him, look, I know we haven't always got on, but I think you can bounce back here. And if you win this fight, you're going to fight AJ. You know, you could fight Usyk. You got fights with Parker, you rematch. I mean, there's so many big fights out there.
Yeah.
But he's got, I said, you've got to get the fire back in your belly. And, you know, he says it's there. He messed up against Joseph Parker. Parker boxed great, but he just didn't have that. You know, people used to be petrified of Deontay Wilder, right? And I see that just evaporate a little bit by his presence. He's almost found peace with himself. Mm. And the last thing you really want to do when you're a fighter is find peace, because you're a man of war and peace is no good when you go in the ring. And he fought peacefully in the fight against Joseph Parker. And we need that bad man back who likes to take heads off shoulders. And if he can do it, I think he knocks Zhang out.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle, and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Daily.
And finally, let's hear from Scott Brown talking to Ali McQuist about playing against the famous face.
I played against Balotelli once at AC Milan, and I remember they were getting the better of us, and I thought, right, this guy's playing well, go and try and smash him, Scott. Like, get him off his game.
So, see, that's what we've not got enough of nowadays.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, that's the kind of stuff we're missing.
It was a missed time tackle. I tried for the ball. That's what I tried. And I've clattered him about 40 yards out. And I've kind of hurt myself, and I've tried to like stand up and like, yeah, I'm fine. And he stood up over me and went, I will kill you.
Well, that's it for another podcast. Thanks for listening on the Talks About Wherever You Get Your Podcast From. A reminder, I'm back today on Virgin at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Robbie Williams will be my guest. Then I'm back tomorrow on Virgin at Sunday, same time, and back on Talksport at 4 p.m. alongside Darren Bent. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talksport Daily Podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
This has been Talksport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.